All right, this is sample lesson part number 3. Well, how's it going? Are you starting to get a feel for this mysterious jazz stuff yet? Well, my mission is to demystify the idea of playing chords, improvising, and playing from lead sheets. So let's take it one step farther before we finish up with this sample lesson. Let's play another member of the chord. Let's play two notes separately, the root and the fifth of the chord. Okay, with the chords in this song, it's easy to find the fifth of the chord. Let's start with the first chord, the A minor 7 chord. Place your little finger over the A. There's an A, and this, take it down a couple of octaves from middle C. There's middle C. Okay, place your little finger over the A. And now if each finger in your left hand is over a white note, then your thumb should be over the E, the fifth. There's the A, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Just count up 5 white notes and bingo, there you are on the fifth. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 5th. Get it? Okay, you can do this with every chord in this song. So now we're going to play 2 half notes per measure, the root on the first 2 beats and the fifth of the chord on the second 2 beats. So just playing the left hand in the at the beginning of the song, we're going to have 2 beats on the A, and then the fifth of that chord is an E. So we're going to play two notes on the A, or 2 beats on the A, then 2 beats on the E. Then we're at the D minor chord, D minor 7 chord. We're going to play 2 beats on the D, and go up a fifth, play 2 beats on an A. And then we're in the third measure now, so then we're going to play the first 2 beats on the G. And instead of going up 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, that's a D. We're still going to play a D, but let's play the D down below. Okay, we're going to keep this bass notes all in the same range. So we got the G for 2 beats on the beginning of the third measure. And then we're going to play a D, but we're going to play it below the G. So let's play that for the second 2 beats of the measure. And then that leads into our C chord at the end of the line. So we continue on like that. Here's how it's going to sound all put together. Right. Well, I think you've probably gotten the idea by now. And I hope this has kind of sparked your interest into taking lessons with me. Again, it's up to you, but there's no reason you can't sound good playing songs from lead sheets. I do truly make it a step-by-step process. Instead of throwing a whole bunch of complicated technical and theoretical material at you all at once, basically I'm introducing new chords, styles, and techniques with each new song that we do, so that by the time you know 10 songs, for instance, you've learned a slew of chords, there aren't that many really, how to voice them so they sound good with the melody you're playing, and you've learned how to apply what you know to actual songs. Well, I hope to see you soon, and bye for now.